In Montclair, New Jersey this week, there was consternation over a computer breakdown. Experts couldn't figure out why their electronic brain had boggled at the task of programming classroom schedules for the 2,400 pupils at Montclair High. Easy. Ask any teacher. They've been boggling over that kind of task for years. Little boggling music here. Pat Boggle on monitor with Shades. Scene 68 coming soon, and that means, of course, the lighter side, which has been cleverly concealed for the last couple of weeks. But I suppose there'll be a few laughs in the presidential race yet, like one of the candidates will claim he's going to balance the budget. That's always good for about a 9 on the laugh machine. Performance by Sandler and Young. It's opening number.
What can we do for an opening number that hasn't been done before? Why even sing an opening number? They usually are such a bore. Folks in the know say you start off a show with a slow song, while others will say that the right thing today is a let's get on with a show song. Way back in France, where they sing of romance in a club on the Champs-Élysées, the singer steps out and he starts them to shout in this dynamic way.
Belle, belle, vous connaissez bien l'émission. Belle, belle, cette émission sans prétention. De même qu'il faut des brunes et des blondes, il faut de tout pour faire un monde. Belle, belle, des nouveautés, des attractions, pêle-mêle, des jeux, des rires et des chansons, un peu de tout, un peu de tout, voici pêle-mêle pour vous.
Here in the States, a lot of the greats would open their show with a bang. They'd step out on the floor, starting to roar, here's a song that they sang. The curtain is going up and I'm gonna show myself and I'm gonna live till I die. You're gonna hear from me, I just wasn't meant to be an ordinary guy. Why don't you sit back and just relax while I give you all the facts you wanna know. It's so cheap.
to be with Y. Oh, yeah.
We will admit that an opening number is better than nothing at all. No one is famous for opening numbers, none that we can recall. If our songs are tragic or snappy, there's one thing we want you to know. Forget your troubles and just be happy, and let's get on with the show. So forgive us, Mr. Gershwin, Mr. Porter, Mr. Berlin, if we don't sing your opening.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I really wish we could, but I have too much work to do around the house.
We could picnic in the islands.
Oh, heavens. You do have grand ideas. Picnic in the islands, indeed.
I mean A&W, an island of refreshment. We could picnic at A&W. It'll save you work.
Dennis the Menace is right. A&W is an island of refreshment. And to prove it to you, Mom, you're invited to go to your neighborhood A&W right now during Nickel Root Beer Days. That's right, 8 to 10 ounce real draft root beers for just 5 cents. All this week, Sunday through Saturday, at any participating A&W drive-ins from coast to coast. So come on in and have a picnic. You'll see for yourself that A&W is an island of refreshment. That's 5 cent root beer September 8th through the 14th at all participating A&W drive-ins. A&W. An island of refreshment.
American Political Scene 68. Brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. Bob and Ray introduces to a show business star in politics in 1 minute.
Ooh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
We do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes, but if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Oh, I just love mysteries.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer during the Smart Buyers Convention gets a free convention and election guide.
I just love guides.
And of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
Oh, I just love sales and cars and summer. And you.
Be sure to pick up your free convention and election guide now at your nearby American Motors dealer during his Smart Buyers Convention. You may even win a javelin. Licensed drivers 18 and over are eligible, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Here's Bob, or is it Ray, and friend.
I came across an old friend of ours recently, the star of radio, TV, motion pictures, the big band scene, theater, Barry Campbell. You and I remember him well, and he tells me now that he's interested in politics these days. Barry, let's go a little into this subject.
All right. Well, Bob, as you know, for years, entertainers, as a rule, avoided partisan politics.
Yes, I
know. But like most people, I've decided it's important to become involved.
In other words, Barry, you're really going to be active during this upcoming campaign.
Yes, I'm chairman of the Showbiz Folks for the Democratic Party. Incidentally, in connection with that, Bob, my book, Mother, Flag, and Country, published by Finsta Press, $4.95, is in the bookstores now.
All right, wonderful.
There's some nice patriotic things in it, some recipes of Mom's. Well, it's a book for all the family.
It occurs to me, Barry, that with this new interest in politics, you might be just the one I've been looking for to answer some of the important questions facing the party today.
Well, I'll be glad to try.
Okay, let's start with this. How do the Democrats feel about the millions of first-time voters who'll be going to the polls this year?
Well, they're quite aware of them, Bob, believe me. And by the way, the younger citizens will be delighted about my latest album, Barry Campbell versus Stephen Foster.
Okay. Have you any inside information that you've heard, Barry, on certain campaign tactics we might look for? Something different, maybe?
No, not really. Tactics was a problem Calvin Coolidge never faced.
Well, what's he got to do with it?
Well, the film, The Calvin Coolidge Story, in which I star, opens this week in hundreds of theaters across the country.
Oh. Well, let's get on to more political stuff. Is there any reason why
there's an interesting sidelight on that film, Bob. Production was held up several weeks when the gorilla got sick.
Mm-hmm. Barry, do you think the campaign, getting back to that, as it moves along, will become a bore?
Possibly. As you know, Bob, I'm in rehearsal now for a Broadway play which will open in the fall. It's called If Pain Persists by Chester Hasbrook Frisbee, and it dares discuss the problems of boredom.
Hmm.
It was originally called Ennui Sets In, but we figured no one knew what that meant.
Uh-huh. Barry, do you think the candidates of each party can kind of coast along this time, or will they really have to get out and fight?
Could be. Fighting plays a big part in one of my two TV reruns now being shown on many stations. You remember Combat Mess Sergeant?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yes. And the other rerun is a great series I did in the 50s, when Westerns were so popular. Frontier Beautician.
Well, we've been getting the political views of Barry Campbell, actor, musician.
Here's a little thing I learned from John Wayne at the Republican convention.
Oh?
A pre-autographed card. See my name there?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for you, Bob, and one for your partner, Ray.
Thanks. And back to Monitor.
Bob and Ray and American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors. Later today, Chet Huntley. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Shorthand skills can pay off for you in New York State if you can take dictation at the rate of 160 to 180 words a minute manually by shorthand writing machine or by closed microphone. You may be eligible for a position as a hearing reporter. A civil service examination will be held on October 26th. Applications will be accepted through September 16th. Write to Recruitment Unit 471, New York State Civil Service Department, Albany 12226.
It's real. It's here. It's happening on WNBC Radio 66. This is Big Wilson. I'm real. I'm here, and I'm happening earlier. 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. Where it's happening, WNBC Radio 66, New York. Be here.
WNBC Radio 66, New York.
At 17 past the hour, time for Monitor Music. Astrud Gilberto's latest, Sing Me a Rainbow.
Sing me a rainbow, paint me a dream, show me a world that I've never seen. Whisper a sunset, and when you do, you'll know how I feel. I say you'll know how I feel. You'll know how I feel when I'm with you. What's been my life on such an ordinary day? But it's been extraordinary since you've come my way. There's nothing in the world that I can do as long as you continue to sing me a rainbow, paint me a dream, show me a world that I've never seen. Whisper the sunset, and when you do, you'll know how I feel. I say you'll know how I feel. You'll know how I feel when I'm with you. Brought something special to a life that was so plain. That you threw me onto, I just can't explain. Something happens when I near you, and I just can't wait to hear you. Sing me a rainbow, paint me a dream, show me a world that I've never seen. Whisper a sunset, and when you do, you'll know how I feel. I say you'll know how I feel.
West is one of the outstanding players on the Los Angeles Lakers of the National Basketball Association. We'll be talking to him next on Monitor Sports. Brought to you by Super Royal Triton, the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. A motor oil is something like the interior offensive line of a football team. You may not pay much attention to it, but you're sure aware of the results of its performance, or lack of performance.
And in the case of motor oil, lack of performance can spell trouble with a capital dollar sign. The Union Oil Company has the answer. The all-time motor oil. Super Royal Triton. The motor oil so good that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations. Next time you need an oil change, ask for Super Royal Triton. Here's what you'll have going for you. A motor oil that performs in any climate and under any driving condition. A motor oil that keeps your engine clean as you drive. A special detergent actually prevents gummy sludge from settling on engine parts. Instead, the dirt drains out with each oil change. Insist on Super Royal Triton, even if you don't see it on your dealer's shelf. Go with the all-time performer in your car. Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil. Jerry West, a 7-year veteran of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, has his hands full during the offseason. He talks to Bob Goggin for Monitor Sports.
Jerry, I understand you're quite a fisherman.
Well, I like to fish very much. I don't know if you can say I'm quite a fisherman or not, but I do enjoy fishing a great deal. And here in California, the fishing is really good. They have, of course, their fresh streams, freshwater streams, and your lakes, and also the ocean. So you can get any kind of fishing you want here.
What's your favorite kind of fishing?
Well, I sort of like to fish in the freshwater lakes and streams and stuff like that. I was used to fishing that way in West Virginia, and I know that since I've gotten out here in California, I'm going to the lakes a little bit more because it seems like you catch your bigger fish there. And I do enjoy it a great deal, and as I mentioned before, California does have some fantastic fishing.
What fish in particular do you after, trout?
Well, that's right. The Sierras, I think, are generally recognized as one of the finest trout waters in the United States. And I know that I've had some very good times up there and caught some very nice fish.
You take your youngsters with you, and how old are they, Jerry?
Well, they're really sort of young yet to go. I have three boys, and they're 7, 6, and 5. And actually, the only time we have a chance to go fishing with them, there's a couple of lakes around the Los Angeles area here that they can go. And again, they're quite small yet, and they're just now learning how to fish and do things for themselves. So it's hard to see a kid throw a hook up in the tree and one of them hook his pants. And you've got to be constantly on the lookout for them, jerk it out of the water and hit you in the head with it. But I do get a thrill. I see them catch something, and I know that they like it very much. They get quite excited, and anyone can get excited about anything. I have to sort of like, I think.
Jerry, what about ocean fishing? What do you like to fish for out there?
Well, just about anything that bites, I like to catch. And I know that I've been marlin fishing over in Hawaii a couple of times, and we haven't got a bite or a strike yet. So that fishing is frustrating, and so I would sort of like to stick with something that you can get bites on. And normally here in the ocean, you don't have any problem getting bites, and it's really fun to go fishing out there because you just know what you're ever going to catch.
Well, Jerry, you've been described by some of your teammates as rather perfectionist on the ball court and other places. And I suppose that adds to the frustration, doesn't it, when you're playing golf or not catching fish?
Well, I think that's so. I think if you like to do things the way that you would like to do them, which might be perfect, and again, no one could be perfect, so you're really never satisfied with either in any kind of sport or in any kind of a game. Or something like that. If it's competitive, I want to win. And if some days I just can't win, I guess. And that's what's so hard about it, I think.
Jerry West, it's been a pleasure talking to you about some of your activities during the offseason.
Thank you very much.
This is Bob Goggin for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. The other day, my brother-in-law says, Phil, when are you going to take advantage of the low, low rates the State Farm Fire and Casualty offers on homeowners insurance? Kevin, I said, since when are you worried about me? He said, I'm not worried about you, Phil. But if your house burns down, I don't want to have to look for someplace else to live.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Sports weekends right here. New music, too, like this, Roger Miller and Tolliver.
Lovers' wings and flowers through windows, opening and open doors, sending light to darkened corners, lift barrels. shore. We called our name, Tullyvore, Tullyvore, Tullyvore. We would shout to every wind, really knowing it was going places we had not seen. Love is just a word that there's room in the word for. And because our love was special, we called our telephone.
Trend in interior design that's making a lot of women happy these days is the return to exposed oak floors and beautiful rugs. There's something so warm and friendly about a beautiful oak floor. Modern homemakers also like the way oak floors let you change your room decoration. Oak's natural wood beauty goes with any color scheme, so you're not tied to any one group of colors as with wall-to-wall carpeting. And oak floors have many practical advantages. Modern finishing methods make it easy to care for them. What's more, oak floors add to the value of your home when you sell. While a worn-out carpet over bare concrete or other subfloor lowers resale value. So when you buy a house, with or without wall-to-wall carpeting, insist on oak floors. You'll find they're wonderful to live with, and you'll appreciate their value even more in the years to come. Don't compromise on quality. Insist on oak floors. This message is brought to you by the Oak Flooring Institute. Indian Lake. In the San Francisco, California area, a nice area, your station is KNVR. Wherever you're listening, stay with us. There's more. Morgan Four Monitor.
NBC News is to the nation. WNBC News is to New York. Worldwide or citywide, our coverage is complete. For in-depth analysis, comprehensive coverage, and the latest details of New York news, New Yorkers turn to WNBC Radio 66, New York.
Come on now, soft it to me. Sing me a song. Let's keep the music moving. We're going strong.
And going strong. strong in this half hour, Satchel Paige, who'll talk about his age, one of the leading mysteries in the sports field. Another, who's winning the big golf tournament at Akron, Ohio. We'll tune in on that live later on. Sooner on, it's me, Morgan, introducing Steve Lawrence and his latest, I'm Falling Down.
Before I met you, skies were gray. But it's been sunny since that day you came my way. Just like a firefly, your lovely light was all my eyes could see. Like you've got a hold on me. And when I try to sleep at night, I get a roller coaster feeling deep inside. I look for trees to climb.
If you won't tell people the price.
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Now, Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. Brought to you by the Associates. Nice people with money to lend you. Here's Joe.
You know, a lot of people hate to say goodbye to summer. And it isn't just because they're going to miss the weather. They know that the end of summer means the beginning of a new season of bills. New clothes for the kids. Back to school bills. Home repairs. All sorts of expenses. Of course, a good way to take care of those fall bills is to see the folks at an associate's finance office. They're nice people with money to loan you. And chances are, they can provide the money you need for all your expenses, quickly and conveniently, without a lot of red tape. Take it from me, Joe Garagiola. If you need money, for any good purpose, see the Associates, the people with more than 50 years of experience in solving money problems. They're in the yellow pages. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. This is the time of year when baseball clubs bring up young players from the minor leagues. Recently, the Atlanta Braves made an addition to their roster, but I don't think the new player can be described as a youngster. His name? Leroy Satchel Paige. For most players, the story is in the record book, but not for Satch. Instead of figures, you have to hear the legends to know what a pitcher old Satch really was. If his pitching record is a mystery, an even bigger one is his age. It might mean something that when he signed with the Atlanta club, they gave him uniform number 65. Well, a few days ago, I sat down with Satchel Paige to see what I could find out, and I asked him if 65 was just a uniform number or was it also his age. And here's what he said.
You only have me both ways. They're trying to guess about my age. They sent some people down in Mobile to do a little research work behind me down there to try to find my age. And they found out the coat house had burnt down and the Bible had got burnt up and the midwife died. So that leaves me back out here again since I got back with the Braves. They're still trying to guess about my age and how old I am. But I believe they're going to have a tough time now because I'm going to start all over again.
Start all over,
yes,
huh? Is there any span you can give us, like between 1776 and 1968? You were born sometime in between there, Bob?
Yes, I was, between that. And then when I tell the world I started to play in 1926, they figure that I was 35 or 40 years old. And I began to tell some of the players yesterday about the war. It was six of us brothers, and we was right between the war. Didn't either one go to the army? I haven't made it yet. When they was gonna get me the last time, I was in the 30s. You understand me? They took the 17-year-old man, and they want to know why. How can I duck so? And why did we duck so? We was just lucky, and so they figured if they could find out what draft I was in, they could get my age. But they even can't find the draft. I feel sorry for them. Honest to goodness, a program behind my age like that.
That's bad.
Yes, it is.
Satch, we have a whole list of your philosophy, but before we get to that, I just want to ask you one quick question. How many baseball games you figure you have pitched?
I wish I could, they asked me that all over the world. I wish I could just give any kind of information about how many games I've pitched. I tell you, I have pitched as high as 160 games. I mean, pitch every day from 3 to 4 innings, and I just stopped last year. I was out on the Pacific Coast out there, and I pitched in 130. It was small. We couldn't book no more then because it was cold. And I used to play over here. I didn't go over in South America and Puerto Rico at the time. I'd get through over here and play till the time to come back over here. And I did that for about 25 years, I'd say.
Almost as much as his pitching ability, Satchel Paige is known for his famous philosophies on how to live. Later today on Monitor, he'll be back to explain them to you. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Lana Cantrell sings Catch the Wind.
Each day, hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the world of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sea.
15 before the hour. You're on the monitor beacon. WNBC, Radio 66, New York. Song on monitor. It's Moments Spent by Wind in the Willows. Wait a minute. Could be Wind in the Willows by Moments Spent. I can't tell the name of the group from the name of the song anymore. Sing whoever you are.
What you're looking for?
Ace Bowling Balls bring you another report on the action taking place at the World Series of Golf in Akron, Ohio. But first,
you're bowling pretty regular, right? And picking up a so-so average. But you're not getting all the pins you think you got coming to you. And with a few more pins here or there, you'd really have an average worth talking about. You try changing something here and something there, but it doesn't work. Then somebody tells you about a new bowling ball from Ace called the Ace Limited. And you perk up because you learn that the Ace Limited has a high rebound power core right in the center of the ball. And this power core really gives you a ball action. Buddy, does it ever! Your Ace Limited ball has so much life it doesn't know when to quit. And now all of a sudden, a few pins that were standing up here and a few pins that were standing up there start tumbling down. And your average starts creeping up. And Ace Limited bowling ball, you are beautiful! Beautiful! Of course they call you limited because they haven't made many of you. So the time to get yours is soon. Take that now. Look out, pins. You're going to get yours.
For the latest on the World Series of Golf, we switch now to Len Dillon at the Fireside Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Henry. They have just cleared nine. They are through 27 holes, and Player and Goldby remain tied with two over. Boros bogeyed nine. He's four over. Trevino bogeyed nine. He is now 12 over. We'll come back and take another look at the scoreboard recap for you right after we hear from Pat Hernan and his guest, Mrs. Bob Golby. Pat?
Sarah Golby is with me as today we have our fine foursome out here at Firestone. And, Sarah, I know you've been touring with your husband, Bob, and you must be mighty thrilled with the comeback that he made in that back nine yesterday.
I really am. It's just been terribly exciting. Just to be here is exciting. But after his front nine yesterday, it was a little discouraging.
I know you had a little chat with him. Was that a pep talk at halftime after the first nine?
Well, I guess you'd call it a little pep talk. I know some of the press thinks I'm Houdini because he proceeded on to number 10 tee and made a real good tee shot, and then he holed his iron from the fairway for an eagle.
What was the story you were telling me about one of the youngsters talking about Daddy making an eagle? This had to do with the Masters.
Oh, that's right. Well, we were not at the Masters with Bob. We were at my parents' home in Little Rock, Arkansas, and we were watching on television. And after the tournament was over and we realized Bob had won, I jumped up off the couch and I said, "Kai, do you realize what your daddy has done?" And he said, "Yes, Mommy, he made an eagle."
Sarah, how often do you get to come out on the road with Bob?
Well, I don't travel with Bob very often now because we do have the two little boys, and I stay home and take care of them most of the time.
Now, you mentioned a possibility that in the immediate future you might be going to either South Africa or with us out to do the Royal Open.
Well, we had planned to go to South Africa, but the tournament in South Africa in December has been postponed until next year. So we won't be going to South Africa now, and it looks like there is a good possibility that we will be going to Hawaii with you.
Well, Sarah, let's keep our eyes on the Masters champ today and see how things go.
Thank you.
Now back to Len Dillon.
Thank you, Pat. Now we'll give you the rundown again. Golby turned the first nine and 35, Player in 36, Boros in 37, and Trevino in 28. So the leader through 27 holes as they start play on the 10th here to our left. Golby and Player are tied. They are two over through 27. Boros is four over, and Gary, Player, and Golby are two over, and Trevino is now 12 over. Now, Trevino has dropped three strokes from yesterday. He started play nine over. He is now 12 over, and he is completely out of contention. It looks like we have a golf match as we go to the final line with Golby and Player tied at two over and Boros at four over. From the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Action! Action like you never got before. You're loose and free at the line as you let her roll, and you're good tonight. Your new Ace Limited bowling ball tracks clean and sure and hooks. Hooks into the pocket for the big strike. It's the new Ace Limited with the exclusive action center of high rebound rubber that adds pins to your average. The Ace Limited. It could make a champion of you. Ace Bowling Balls will bring you another report later today on the action in the World Series of Golf in Akron. San Francisco. NBC News on the hour is next, and then there'll be more of Monitor. My name is Morgan.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor.
Priceless peace of mind? Yes, doctors claim that's the greatest prescription for good health and longevity. When you have your savings at the Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, you don't have to lay awake at night waiting for your morning newspaper to tell you what you're worth. Just look at your Dime of Brooklyn passbook. The value of your savings move only one way. They get bigger and bigger as Dime dividends are added and compounded four times each year at the highest bank rate allowed. Based on the Dime of Brooklyn's latest dividend of 5% a year, patron day of deposit compounded quarterly, money doubles every 14 years before taxes at the Dime of Brooklyn. Deposit a lump sum today, make it a trust savings account, and provide for your loved ones at the same time by naming on the account those you wish to provide for. If anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you've named. Meantime, you have complete control over your savings. Don't delay. Do this. For postage-free forms to open your account, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, the big savings bank for all New York, a member of the FDIC. This is WNBC New York, the time 4 o'clock, time for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Temperature at Radio City, 80 degrees.